And we're live.
Oh my god, I thought I was gonna turn purple. I didn't. I start my stopwatch.
Oh yeah, me too.
And yeah,
we're on the clock officially.
On the clock, we're live. Episode 45, the big 4-5. Once again, I'm using another device. Still using my headset. I think that might be just my new thing. I just might use a new device every time.
Oof, that are gonna get pricey quick.
Yeah, huh? It's gonna get a little pricey. Maybe just different devices each time.
Okay, I think that can be fun.
I think I'm gonna stick with this one actually, but different places. Oh. Like I did one in a bathtub once.
I remember that fondly.
Yeah, good times.
Yep, Christian taking forever.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
Okay, we're not gonna get too off top here. Big episode 45, honoring the big game tomorrow. The big game number 55.
Yeah, big game. Yeah, big game 55. We're not sure. We're just gonna call it out right now. We're not sure if we're allowed to say SB. We've been hearing they're very strict with their copyrights, so we're not trying to get the feds all up in our business and take us down. So we're not gonna say the bowl that's super.
Oof, I don't even know.
That might even be pushing the envelope, dude.
You might have just gotten us flagged. I don't know.
We should just call it something different, but like each time.
Okay.
The really big bowl. Can I not say bowl? I don't know. I'm scared.
We don't know the rules. The big bowl.
The grande bowl. Grande bowl sounds pretty good. We were just talking about Chipotle.
We're gonna go Taco Bell.
All right, enough food. Well, not just yet. But anyway, I'm out of here. I'm off my rocker.
In honor of the big bowl, we are going to be doing our all-time, you know, Chiefs and Buccaneers drafts. We made up a graphic and it is going. Michael is losing it. I'm gonna just keep going though. We made a graphic of showing the best all-time Buccaneers players, the best all-time Chiefs players, and we are going to draft because the Bucs and the Chiefs are the ones playing in the Big Bowl 55.
I don't know why, but when you said the Big Bowl, for some reason, I just pictured a giant toilet bowl.
Oh geez.
We're like 3 minutes in. I'm off my
should we do a take behind. Two or
I don't know. Let's just keep this going.
All right,
screw it.
Let it roll.
Because I'm probably just gonna laugh every time we say the big bowl or the grande bowl. I don't know. Oh my goodness. That was a good laugh.
Yeah, and that was very good.
Anyway, happy birthday to Babe Ruth.
George Herman.
Yeah, not the candy bar.
That's his middle name.
You said it.
George Herman.
I think we all knew that, actually. Yeah. I didn't remember it, but I definitely knew that was his middle name.
I wonder if there's like another one. I bet that's probably it, though. George Herman Ruth. I feel like I've heard
that. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Happy birthday. He's obviously deceased. Yeah, I'll double check on the name, but I do want to say while I'm looking this up, I did go to the Babe Ruth Museum in Maryland. In like 2016, it was very cool because he was born in Maryland.
I remember them talking about that when we were in Baltimore. When we were on that boat trip, they talked about the Babe Ruth Museum, and I wish we did that. I hope we can do that someday when things open up, because that would be pretty cool. Pretty cool. Go ahead.
George Herman Ruth Jr.
He's a JR. Speaking of juniors, I think he does have a son, this next guy.
And his name is Junior.
Unless I made that up.
We'll see.
Happy birthday to Bob Marley. Every little thing is going to be all right. Even though he's also deceased. Robert. I don't know. I'm drawing a huge blank. I'm going to go Robert Austin for you and for Steve Austin. It's definitely not Robert Steve.
Nice.
It's definitely not Steve. It's definitely not Austin either.
I was going to say.
Yeah, Robert Austin Marley.
This is a joke, but the first guess is Robert.
De Niro. Oh,
this isn't even Carly Marley. That's not it. But I will go with Robert, an actual guess.
Robert Nee. It's like
Robert Tremont Marley.
Robert Nee, like Marley and Me. That was stupid.
Ooh, we should call back to last episode.
Yeah,
Marley and Me. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I was gonna say we should cut that part out that I just said that stupid line, but
I say
it's a throwback. It's a throwback. Yeah, you did. Thank you.
All right, Robert Marley.
No middle name. No middle name.
Ooh.
Oh,
Robert Nesta Marley. That's not a name.
Nesta almost sounds like Nisto.
It does, but just there saying. Is. I oh, will say
there is a Robert Nesto Marley Jr. I thought there was a Bob Marley Jr. Maybe I'm making this up. Maybe I'm
hold on
Marley Jr.
No, his name is Damian Marley, but he goes by
Bob Marley Jr. That's like his music name.
Dumb. He has Damian Robert Nesta Jr. Gong Marley. All right. We're just going.
We're not going to talk about that because that is just stupid. That's dumb.
Yeah, we would never end if we started talking about that. Mike, you're on a roll here. What's the on this day?
On this day is something that I like both of these. We got two again this week or last week we did like four. No, it was the week before that, I think. Or was it last
week? No, it was last week. I think we
last
did three.
Week that way we had like three of everything.
Three and eight, three of each.
This, I like both of these. The first one I'm talking about is a movie release in 2004. My favorite movie that's not a comedy because Step Brothers, of course. That was also an On This Day episode. Go back and watch them all and tell me which one because I don't remember.
Yes.
But today, for episode 45 of the Big Bowl... the Big Bowl Draft 55 on 45 on this day 2004 The Miracle on Ice was released, the greatest movie ever. I'm biased, but I love that movie a lot.
It's a great movie.
It is,
you know, not the hugest hockey fan or anything. Mm-hmm. Not the hugest, but great movie.
And yeah.
Awesome story, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big fan. Ice,
USA Hockey. So good.
Oh, I thought you were going to hit us with a Chance the Rapper.
Oh, man, I blew the opportunity. I blew it. Oh, that was such a great chance. Such a good opportunity. Laszlo Holmes. Very cold. Nah, I'm just playing.
On this day, however, what is this? I can't even do the math. 80 something years ago, 1935, the board game we all know and love, Monopoly, went on sale for the first time.
Would you say that Monopoly is, if not first, at least top three board games that causes the most fights?
I would say it's number one.
You would say it's number one. I agree.
I would say it's number one.
I agree.
And speaking of ranking board games in some kind of manner.
I'm just going to be like, I set you up.
Come back next week and to the Nisto Bros podcast, and we will be discussing on episode 46 the Mount Rushmore of board games, and doesn't stop there. Episode 47, Hall of Fame Live. We've done this once before. We're going to take both of our Mount Rushmores, we're going to put them in a bracket, and we're going to boil it down all to one. Best board game going in to the Nisto Bros Hall of Fame.
This might be the hardest Hall of Fame ever to narrow it down to one board game. As
you were talking about, it's going to be
as the end all difficult. Be all. Like, that's going to be tough. And it's going to be tough even with our Mount Rushmore, because like that first one that we did, we have to differ on all of them. So it's like once taken, that's gone.
Yeah.
You know, so
we can't both have Monopoly.
We can't do it. Can't do it. We'll see what happens.
There's your on this day. There's your preview for the next 2 weeks of the pod. Get pumped.
2 weeks.
All our new listeners around the world. Where are they, Mike?
We got the analytics, baby. The analytics, baby. I'm fired up because not only do we still have, obviously, our American viewers and our Irish viewers over in Ireland, our German viewers in Germany, we've added three new countries to the Nisto Bros brand family that
the good
watch
guys and gals
listen.
Around the world.
It's incredible, and we love it, and we still want to hear from you. If you are from wherever you are, tell us, let us know, slide in the DMs. It's fine. It's okay. We're allowing. Yeah. At Nisto Bros on the Instagrams or comment on the YouTube, wherever you listened, watch this, the new countries, my people up north in Canada, Canada listening and watching the Nisto Bros. Now we're going way overseas. We got Malaysia listening, watching Malaysia.
Yeah.
Last but not least, and I have a theory behind this one, it's Sweden. And I know who it is. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Okay. I've watched the Rangers long enough. I think it's time that Henrik Lundqvist is repaying me for watching him all these years. He's unfortunately had surgery. He's back home in Sweden. He's got to be watching. He's got to be. There's no there's no other explanation.
No, I can't.
Besides maybe somebody else, but
well,
I don't think so.
Not though.
It's very unlikely that it's that.
Yeah.
So thank you to everybody that watches, whether you're not in the States or around the world. We love and appreciate all of you, and you should probably buy our shirts.
Yes.
Yeah, buy the merch. It's in the Instagram link bio description, in the end of the beginning, or the beginning of the end of the middle of that bio description thing on the Instagram, right next to the Cheesleys, where you download the Cheesleys app, use promo code Nisto Bros at checkout for $5 off orders of 25 or more.
Like that.
I was waiting for you to do it. And then,
I was going to come in with like one of these as you said it, but then you built it. So
I was holding the F because like I was waiting for you to pop it up.
I know,
but it's okay. We got to work on the timing. There's probably a little delay too with the streams and all. But
for sure. But anyway, if you didn't catch the message, use code Nisto Bros on the Cheesleys app for $5 off your order, $25 or more.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, we did all our plugs.
I hope that was louder when I did
all our plugs. Happy birthday on this day. And now it's time for a quick review of our episodes. Nisto drinks this week. Back with the teas. It was a recommendation. We got a fan slide in the DMs and say, hey, This drink is on sale at Target right now. Go get it. And I said, oh, actually, I already have it. I didn't even know.
Look at that.
We had the tea bags at home. Tazo glazed lemon loaf tea. As soon as it was done steeping, oh, my goodness. It was like I was in the bakery. I said this in the episode. It's like I was in the bakery where they're making some lemon cake. It's incredible. Mike's coughing. Anyway,
I was trying not to cough before I muted. So that's why I was like, and then I figured it out. The mute.
Gotcha.
And then
all right.
I mean, okay, enough.
Yes, I got it.
Drink your water. Mr. Drinks.
The tea was immaculate. I really didn't have a lot of bad things to say about it. I will come on here and say I've reflected because the score I gave was very good. It was very good, but I really was trying to think of it and I didn't have a ton of flaws with it. Like maybe lemon isn't like my super favorite flavor, but I can't really take that away. It really right. delivered on what it was trying to go for. And I really did enjoy it. I think that there's kind of Nisto Drinks is a tough scale. It's, I mean, Nisto Eats is too, but like I'm comparing a hot tea and then another episode, I'm doing a milkshake from Sonic. Those two things, yeah. like it's different places for them, you know? And
right.
on a, just like pure taste level, a tea is never, ever reaching something like a milkshake. So it's hard.
Right.
It's hard. And that's, I just wanted to come on here and talk about the score a little bit because I was reflecting on it and I was like, man, I didn't really have anything too negative to say. How could I take off, you know, the points that I did? I just wanted to come on here and kind of talk about yeah. that.
No, I agree. Just like a
gut feeling. Yeah. I think Mike and I can probably both attest to that. That you get and you're like, maybe I can't put it into words, but it's only a
Go
watch the episode if you want to see the score.
It's tough because like you said, it's you're doing a tea and then you're doing a milkshake and like it's the same for Nisto Eats. It's like this week I did a burrito, like next week who knows what I'm gonna do. Like I've done a hot dog and then like a hot dog and a burrito don't, you know what I mean? And then like if a god forbid I find a place that's for like breakfast or something, it's like waffles or something. Like yeah. obviously I'm just giving examples here. It's like
a donut grilled cheese.
Yeah. A donut grilled cheese. Like that's in and of itself is just unique, you know? Yeah. And then like, it's just like, how do you, it's like an 8.8 of a donut grilled cheese. I don't remember what I gave it by the way, but if that's an 8.8 and then I got a burrito, that's an 8.8. It doesn't mean that they're like the same 8.8, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, this week, yes, I got a burrito from Tijuana Flats. I cannot believe I don't, for whatever reason, that name was not sticking with me. However, I liked the place. I mentioned it in the episode. They have also a nice wall of fame with celebrities. Expect to be on it soon. I hope. I inquired about their sweatshirts. I want one. The sauce on there. So spicy. I dropped the ball. I just realized it. I literally in thought as I was speaking, I realized I said on the episode that I would post the picture as well of the ingredients to it because I could not remember. You know what? I'll pull it up real quick and I'll read it and I will put it on as a story in the very near future, hopefully tonight. But I'm also dumb. It was called Bangin' Chicken Burrito. And it entails crispy chicken tossed in our, this is a shoot. This is the real name of the sauce. Ready?
Right.
I said it on there. Crispy chicken tossed in our smack my ass bangin' chicken sauce. Smack my ass.
Wow.
Smack my ass sauce. Smack my ass, bar a banging chicken sauce, grilled onions and peppers. I'm ixnayed the peppers and tomatoes. Also ixnayed it. Definitely helped for the record. Cheese and ranch dressing. I'm not a huge fan of ranch dressing, but honestly, you couldn't really tell. And I think it mixed with this smack my ass, call me Gertrude sauce. Well, I don't think it wasn't call me Gertrude, but like there were some other sauces that were like smack my ass, call me Sally type of crazy. Mm-hmm. They had lots of them. It was too hot for me. Gotta say it. I loved it though. Like it was very, very good, but it burned my insides. I think if I were to get it again, I would maybe get a little milder sauce. I made up a word, Billy and I, on the episode. So go watch and check that out. I also referred to a story for Moe's. I'm going to tell it real quick. And I pulled up my
tweet. Can I just add something real quick?
Absolutely.
You didn't want your ass smacked. You weren't ready for it.
No. Okay. Definitely didn't want my ass smacked.
I don't know. I just thought that was a funny comment.
Before, during, or after this burrito. I don't know if I don't remember if I said this on camera in the episode, but I hope that the sauce does not make my ass smack after the burrito. I don't want to go into more details about the BMs, but that's about it. That's about all I'm going to say. Okay. I alluded to a story, an incident that happened to me at Moe's, you know, that place. So there's a Moe's by me. Maybe that's the move after this, honestly. Maybe I go repay my good dear friend, Carrie, or I think she said, like, her name tag said Carrie, but I said, oh, your name's Carrie. But she was like, I think she said it differently. Like, maybe she, Carrie? Like, it's like, Carrie. Like, I think Carrie? She, like, it's like a hard A or something. She said, Carrie, Carrie. I don't know. Yeah, Kiki, do you love me? Carrie from the Moe's by me. Okay. I was a clown. I was an absolute clown. This was what, last week? This was last week. Mm-hmm. I could see my tweets. Yeah. That was 6 days ago. That's false. It was seven. Anyway. I went there and I was on the phone with Austin, and it was right after we filmed our episode. I was starving Marvin, whoever Marvin is. So I went to Moe's. I was craving Moe's before the pod. I was like, my heart is set on Moe's. So I'm going to Moe's. I go to Moe's as soon as we were done recording. I get there, meet Carrie, and you know, I order, having conversation as I'm ordering. She's very nice, cool. Finish my order, get to the cash register, go to reach for my pocket for my wallet. This big dumb idiot forgot his wallet. Okay, left it, gone, home. I came back. It was exactly where I knew exactly where it was, and it was exactly where I thought it was. Okay. Then I'm standing there. I have him in my AirPods at the time. I asked if they do Apple Pay. So I try and do Apple Pay. Guess what? My card's not linked with my Apple Pay. F me, right? How do I link my account, like my card with my Apple Pay? Oh, I need my card in my face. Didn't have my card or I wouldn't have been in this dilemma. So I'm standing there. Oh my God. I'm embarrassed. You know, luckily there was no line. I was embarrassed. I forgot my wallet. I'm embarrassed. I don't know how Apple Pay works. Then I'm trying to get Austin to Apple Pay me so I can Apple Pay to myself.
And then mine wasn't working.
Then his wasn't working. So naturally I'm like, F, what do I do? So I call my mom. Why I call my mom? Mom, I love you. If you're watching this, I love you to death. I love you to pieces. God bless your soul. Why in the hell would I call my mom about Apple Pay? As it's ringing, I'm like, she's not going to know what the hell Apple Pay is. She's not going to know how this works. Naturally, I was right. She didn't. God bless her. So I'm talking to my mom on the phone, still in Moe's. I'm standing there because there's no line. I didn't feel that bad. I'm just embarrassed as all hell. These workers are staring at me. And I'm talking to my mom. I'm like, Mom, this is how you do it. Please just send me this money for my meal so I can pay for my Moe's. As I'm talking to my mom, Carrie, that's how I'm going to have to say it, because I think she's like,
okay.
Carrie says, dude, don't worry about it. I'll comp you. I said, whoa. Time out, Carrie. That's a lot here. It's not like I'm shopping the dollar menu from Mickey D's or something here. It's Moe's. It's a, you know, it's a little more. And I was like, no. I'm like, don't do that. Like, please, like, don't do that. Like, come on. She's like, no, dude, it's fine. Like, don't worry about it. Like, and then like, cause I built that rapport with her of like jokey, haha, fun guy, fun gal chick type of thing. She was like, oh yeah, just don't let it happen again. Ha ha. I was like, yeah, don't worry, Carrie. I won't let it happen again. Cause I usually don't leave my wallet at home like a big buffoon. I was like, if I had my wallet, I would fill this tip jar for you, but I don't. So that was my story. Carrie at the Moe's by me is delightful. I hope she's there if I go there tonight with my wallet.
Wallet will be there.
My wallet's gonna be there. I slammed it down on my binder and I crushed my thumb in between. Enough of the about the Mo's, enough of the about the wallets, enough of the about the abouts. Let's get on with the bowls. That's big and super. Oof. Am I not allowed to say super?
I don't know. We don't know.
I don't know. I don't really know. But
here we go. Here's the draft.
We're doing the share screen.
There it is. Boom. Beautiful. Oh, no, right?
My notes went away. That's okay. Actually, I don't need them. It's beautiful, honestly.
There it is.
It's
okay.
Prime. You run through it. I've been talking a lot. You run through the list here.
Yeah, you had the story. I don't know. I didn't really have a place to add in there. So
yeah. Shout out to
here we are. Here's the draft. What we're gonna do is so we have four people at every position. We have
not every position. That would be a little excessive. We'd be on here for six hours. We'd be on here for 6 hours.
For most positions.
The big time.
Positions. We don't have O-line, and we conglomerated all safeties together, all linebackers together, and all D-linemen together. Right. Every other position, we got tight ends, we got running backs, wide receivers, quarterbacks, and corners.
Yeah, the positions I feel like you hear most about.
Yes.
No disrespect to anybody else that's like an offensive line. It's just like
other thing is that we are by no means experts on football or a lot of players, to be honest. We don't even we couldn't even give you great content if we were doing alignment. So do you want me to run through all of the players or should
yeah, let's do it as we go. Actually, I think I've spent time
we're getting a little crunched on time here, so
yeah, because
I think
some idiot
we'll start on offense, right?
Yeah, let's do it. How do you want to do this? Yeah. So do you want to just alternate who picks first in the position?
Sure.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Go ahead. When we did the baseball one, we had a guest with us.
Shout out to Jay, our fact checker.
So this isn't like a draft where the person is off the board. It's more of a discussion. Right. We could pick the same person, but
we could pick the same team,
and we'll see.
We probably won't.
Probably won't. So you want me to start off?
Absolutely.
Quarterbacks, we'll go first.
Yeah.
And we'll make our way through the offense and then to the defense. Quarterback, I'm going.
We'll read who's available. We'll read who's available.
Oh, multiple people are available here. Four. Yeah,
four.
Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs. Yeah. And then we chose Alex Smith. We know he's no longer with the Chiefs, but he had a very good tenure there. Then for the Buccaneers, we got Jameis Winston.
Yeah, future Jet, baby.
Just left for the Saints when Tampa Bay arrived. But and then the other one is Brad Johnson, who won the Super Bowl in 2003 with the Buccaneers.
Matter. Yeah, he's good.
My pick is Alex Smith.
Good.
Alex Smith, I think his injury that he has came back from has just been completely inspirational. It's totally flipped the script in my mind. He had some great years in San Francisco, some great years in Kansas City, took the team to the playoffs a few times. And I just really love his heart. And I just want that as the leader of my team, coming back. I watched this video on YouTube actually about his injury and the pictures that they showed of the rehab, not even of when it happened, the rehab, it got infected, that the screws got messed up in his knee.
Oh my God.
It was very gruesome.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
And the fact that he came back this year and he looked semi actual Alex Smith, I think give him all the props in the world. And that's why I'm picking him for my quarterback.
Yeah, no, good for him. That's incredible. I also want to address why, obviously we have Mahomes on there, the current quarterback for the Chiefs. We don't have Tom Brady on there. Obviously, he's his first year here. It wouldn't be right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the GOAT, but it just wouldn't be right.
Yeah, no. Obviously, if we're doing it.
Mahomes has been there. This is his now, fourth year?
Yes.
Already has won a Super Bowl. Already has won MVP. I'm picking him. I'm going to say it right now. I'm picking Patrick Mahomes. He's young. He can just do it all. He just seems so cool, calm, and collected all of the time. Six guys rushing him, and he's just like, oh yeah, like let me just run this way, get away from you, and then, you know, throw it for 117 yards in one play. That's not possible, but it doesn't matter. He's Patrick Mahomes. He can do anything. And he'll just do that. Oh, nobody's open. Let me just leg it myself for 77 yards. Okay, I don't think he's ever done that either, but you know what? My point is he's mobile. I like that. He has a good arm, which is almost like unprecedented, because if you're a scrambling quarterback, your arm's probably poo-poos. Yeah. If you have a good arm, your feet are probably poo-poos.
Like Tom Brady.
Right. Mahomes has both, and he's so young. My grandma loves him, calls him my little baby-faced boy. That's what she says. Oh. Because he's got a little baby face. Yeah, my grandma's adorable. She's excited for him to be in the Super Bowl tomorrow. No!
Well,
it was nice knowing you guys. I'm out.
It was good. Yeah, they're gonna take all the revenue from the podcast, and we're gonna have to shut down operations.
I think I said it once before that, and I didn't even realize. Because I said he's won one of these.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
So I said it effing twice.
All right. Well, now we broke the seal. It doesn't matter. We don't have to say Big Bowl anymore. But
Pat's out of the bag. We know what we're talking about. We're talking about the effing S Bowl.
Man. You didn't even say it. Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm scared now. I don't want to say it again. I don't want to overstay my welcome.
Okay.
What if I get away with it twice and they're like, oh, you know, he didn't know. He caught himself. Maybe he just doesn't say it again. And then I go ahead and say it again. Next thing you know, no, we don't want that.
are we gonna move to running backs, or do you want to go to the wide receivers next?
Let's do some running backs. I know who I want, and I think we might even agree. I can't not pick. Okay,
who are the options?
First, the top for the Chiefy boys. The Chiefy boys, we got Jamal Charles and Priest Holmes. Laszlo Holmes, very cold. I'm just kidding. Nah, I'm just playing. And then available for the Bucky boys, I'm calling them, we got Mike Allstott and Warwick Dunn. Real quick, I'm going to say it. I'm going to be vulnerable. I have no idea who Warwick Dunn, honestly, Priest Holmes, or Mike Allstott are. However, I am not picking Jamal Charles, being the only one that I know. I have to pick Mike Allstott, not only because he has an incredible first name. If you look at this man, I'm going to put man in quotations. He is built like a refrigerator. Look at this man. You can't tell because the picture's too small. Google him. Mike Allstott. First of all, he's like second on the Bucks with like running yards and stuff like that all time. The man was a fullback. Fullbacks aren't even like an active position anymore. Nobody uses a fullback.
Yeah.
This man like holds records as a fullback, and you can look at him. You see why he was a fullback. He is full and swollen, dude. He is just, if I saw this man running at me, I'm gone. I'm getting out of his way.
Oh, you're in a different county.
I'm gone. I'm Ubering the F out of there because this man is a monster truck. I'm done talking about Mike Allstott. He's a beast, a brute, a refrigerator. And that's my pick. And you know what? That's my boy. He was also with the Bucks for the Super Bowl. You can't say it. He won one of those big time games with that, and he won a ring.
I was just gonna say, I think I said it for Brad Johnson too. To be honest,
I think you did actually. So you said it first.
Cat's all the way out of the bag.
Cat is so out of the bag,
and you know. Mike Allstott was the fullback while Warwick Dunn was the halfback. So
yes, that's right. Thank you.
Yeah. So I just wanted to add that, you know, they were the dynamic duo that helped them the Bucks
insane
game in 2003. However, I'm not going with any Buccaneers. I'm going to stick with the Chiefs. I'm not going Priest Holmes, who had a very good stretch in the early 2000s there, but I'm going to go with Jamaal Charles. He's obviously the one I'm most familiar with, being the most recent, but also I have fond memories of playing with him in Madden 12. Madden 12 was my absolute peak of Madden playing, and I definitely remember Jamaal Charles was on one of the loading screens. I remember, cool dude, very fast. I also remember when he tore his ACL, and I was so devastated because he was so fun to watch.
Yeah, he
so
was good, he so never fast. Really recovered from that.
He didn't come back to be the same guy. Had a brief stint with the Broncos, and then now he's out of the league. Sad.
It was bad.
Wide receivers, we're gonna pick two wide receivers.
Yeah, real quick, what you mentioned, Madden, that was part of my reasoning for picking Mahomes. He's just lethal.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I'm sure. Yeah,
wide receiver talk. We'll go 1-1-1-1.
Yeah. So for these, for wide receivers, we're going to pick two because there's four, and normally you have obviously more than one wide receiver. So we're going to pick two.
Two each. So we got Tyreek Hill of the Chiefs, Dwayne Bowe from the Chiefs, Mike Evans, and then Vincent Jackson representing the Bucks. Mm-hmm. So my first selection, I'm going with Dwayne Bowe. Mm. Oh, Dwayne Bowe is on my team. Another, he was same era as Jamaal Charles for the Chiefs, you know, same like early 2010s.
That's a good team.
And just an absolute beast. A bunch of Pro Bowls under his belt. And he wasn't the fastest guy. He wasn't the tallest guy. He just got it done, you know.
He did.
He was just real solid like that. So Dwayne Bowe is my first wide receiver.
It's a good shout. I knew you were going to pick him because when we were putting this together, you got super hyped when we saw his name.
Because I kind of forgot about him. But I don't disagree.
Yeah. My first is going to be the other Chief. I'm going Tyreek Hill currently there, of course. You know, him and Mahomes have a great dynamic duo going on now. And also in Madden, if I'm playing as the Chiefs, which I just for the record, I don't just pick the Chiefs because they're the Chiefs. If I'm playing it, I'm playing usually with my buddy Charlie, who's been on episodes of Nisto Eats. Go watch them. And we'll do a random team. So if I get the Chiefs, I'm going to be the fucking Chiefs. So I'll play the Chiefs. I'm throwing a Tyreek Hill almost every time. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I don't do that, but it would be predictable. But Tyreek Hill, dirty.
Tyreek Hill won me a lot of fantasy games this year. Unfortunately, I am not going to pick him. I'm going with another nostalgic pick here. Stunned. I'm going Vincent Jackson also. Vincent, I actually, when I first started getting into football, I said, you know what? I'm going to be a Chargers fan. It was like 2010. I said, I'm going off. I don't want to be associated with these New York teams right now, even though the Giants were having some success at that time. I said, love Vincent Jackson. I love Antonio Gates, Phillip Rivers.
My God, that's my guy. Antonio Gates.
And
that was when LT was still there too, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was the end of LT, Tomlinson. And then before Darren went to the Jets was there.
Oh, man. Okay. This isn't about the Chargers, but we got to address their baby blues are fire.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I like the yellow lightning, the sick logo. Vincent Jackson was my guy. He went to the Buccaneers, still messed with them there. And again, Madden 12, Madden 13, peak years for me. Absolute beast at that time.
Yeah, I'm going to make this one short and sweet because I was also going to pick Vincent Jackson. So pretty much everything that Oz said, I second that. I liked him as well with the Chargers, went to the Bucks and still killed it. So, you know, that's all I'm going to say about Vincent Jackson. Vinny Jax, as I can call him, because, you know, friend of the pod, my boy. Shout out Vinny Jax.
All right, Mike, you want to run down? You're going to pick first for the tight ends. We're only going to pick one tight end.
Yeah, one tight end.
Some teams do two. We're just going to do one.
Some of them run two. Honestly, these tight ends are honestly all really, really good. So are the receivers. I mean, they're all good. Let's be real. That's why they're here.
We did a pretty good job picking up the good guys.
For the Chiefs, the current tight end, Travis Kelce, and arguably one of the best tight ends maybe to ever play the game, Tony Gonzalez.
Yes.
For the Bucks, also their current tight end, Cameron Brate.
I'm pretty sure it's Brate.
Probably Brate because there's an E at the end. And Kellen Winslow. Kellen Winslow. The W is a little chopped off there.
It is.
But it's okay. It's okay. If you know, you know. And I already talked him up. I'm already blowing smoke up his hiney, which you can kind of see in his picture. I don't want to say that word. Tony Gonzalez is my pick because he's just the GOAT. Like, tight end. If you ask me who I think of when you say tight end, like football terms, I'm either thinking of Tony Gonzalez or probably Antonio Gates.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that I think of, you know, obviously like for my time frame, of course, but like those guys are just like the like ultimate tight end, can block for you, can go downfield, catch them, and like just a beast. So, you know, Tony G is my pick.
Yeah, and obviously you can't really argue with that, but I am going to go with Travis Kelce just to maybe be a little bit different there. I would say he is kind of, you know, him and George Kittle on the 49ers are the two premier tight ends. No one's arguing that. Kelce set a record this year for most receiving yards by a tight end in a season. Yeah, absolutely insane. Absolute beast. And obviously Mahomes having Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce as weapons is insane. I mean, on your team now he's going to have Tony G and Tyreek Hill. Come on. But I think it's
honestly, you don't even need to throw the ball when you got Mike Allstott. You just hand it over to the refrigerator and just hope for the best. But yes, you are 100% right.
Yeah, no disrespect to either of the Bucks tight ends, but the Chiefs one
tough competition kind of there.
On a different level. Not that they're slouches, but
and something with like especially the current tight ends, it's like the tight end position is almost kind of being like kind of like the fullback. It's almost becoming like a lost position. It's not I wouldn't say it's as lost as fullback. I think it's very dependent on the coaching system and like the system of the offense, if they incorporate one or two or any tight ends.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. But the both of these teams are doing something good with the tight end for the time being, at least. There's our offensive picks. Do you want to kind of move our way back on the defense? So we'll start at the D line.
Sure. Let's do that. We'll go in order, sort of, kind of.
So obviously there's usually four D linemen or so, you know, depending on the coaching, the defense, how they're set up, three or four. So we only have four. I say we pick two.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Two from there. So for the D line, we have for the Bucks, we got Warren Sapp and Simeon Rice. And then for the Chiefs, we have Jared Allen and Chris Jones.
I started with the tight end, so this is all you. You could do and I'll do one.
I'm going to go right off the bat, and I'm picking Warren Sapp just because he is obviously Hall of Famer, huge, huge part of the big bowl teams on the Buccaneers, a big part of their teams there, and just an absolute, I mean, if we're talking refrigerators, he's a big boy, and he's gonna, again, with my first pick on offense, Alex Smith, leader on the defense is gonna be Warren Sapp.
Definitely
your pick.
Okay. I think we're gonna pick the same too. I really do.
Okay.
And
I don't, because I know I already anticipated this and I already pre-swerved.
So. Okay. So pre-swerve. So is it cool if I go back to back then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because I second everything that you say about Warren Sapp. Just for time constraints, I'm just going to say yes, Warren Sapp. I second that. One of the GOATs on the D line. My next pick, I have to talk about it. It has to be, you're probably thinking, Jared Allen, what the heck? He was a Viking. Yes, but before that, he was on the Chiefs. The Chiefs.
Yes.
They're both red, threw me off, and I was like, wait a minute, I gotta get my facts straight. he was on the Chiefs. So yeah, Jared Allen's my pick. He was only there for what, 3 or 4 years we did the research. Yeah. He's just a brute. He's a beast. And he's like, I think like fourth of all time Chiefs.
In sacks, I think it was.
All time. Like
he's up there. Like, a lot of them, he was only there for 3 or 4 seasons. That's what Mike is trying to say.
3 to 4 years. So, like, yeah, he wasn't there for a long time. But the time he was there, he was effing S up. If you know, you know. Jared Allen, my pick, whether he's on the Vikings or the Chiefs, he was also in one of the Jackass movies. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that either. Maybe I'm going to get copyrighted again. I've already said S-Bull a couple times. So you know what? Sue me. Sue me, bro.
Come at me with the legal action. I'm ready for it.
I'm actually not. Anyway, yep, Jared Allen. Jared Allen, Warren Sapp.
That was the one that I anticipated you picking. So not that I didn't want to pick Jared Allen. I wasn't sure, you know, when I was looking at this. I'm going to go Chris Jones. I'm splitting it up. I'm getting one buck and one Chief again. And he's obviously currently on the Chiefs and has been a Pro Bowler the past few years. And it's a big part of their defense. Obviously, they won the big game last year, almost said it. They won the big game last year. And, you know, you can't just have Patrick Mahomes in an elite offense. You have to have some defense too. Chris Jones is a huge part of that. Putting pressure on the D-line. So I am going with Chris Jones. Okay.
Sorry, I was like singing to myself, but like you didn't hear me. I didn't mute, but I was singing to myself. I was lip singing.
I saw you sing. Did you hear me sing? I said, Chris Jones.
I was actually singing beforehand. I was singing a song that came in my head. I don't know why.
Chris Jones.
Anyway, where are we jumping to? Linebackers or corner?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Linebackers.
Sure, linebackers. Okay, hold on. I'm confused now with the layout.
Okay, linebackers are starting from Derek Brooks going to Tom Bahali.
What's the – oh, safeties. Oh, I see it off to the left ski. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're doing linebackers. Linebackers.
Linebackers.
And then it's under. I see. Yeah. Derek Brooks. We didn't talk about – oh, you said who was available. Just kidding. Derek Brooks, Derek Johnson, period.
Dang, I thought I got rid of all the periods.
Lavonte David and Tamba Haley.
Because when you double tap space, it automatically generates a...
Of course.
Dang it.
You know what? I'm going to pick Derek Johnson, period. That's it.
And
there's a period,
my first pick
at the end.
Is going to be Tamba Haley, the other Chiefs representative.
Son of a...
This whole thing is messed up because I did Buck Chief. This is a terrible one. I'm sorry, guys.
No,
Tamba Haley, obviously no longer with the Chiefs. He had a great stint there. And was a huge, he was up the, I think he was like number one or two in a lot on sacks, tackles for losses, stuff like that. In all times Chiefs rankings. And I love his name. How can you not?
I second everything that Austin just said. I was also going to pick Tamba Haley. I'm sorry. I want to be different, but it's just like, what? How can you not pick the guy that's like first or second in like these stats? You know, it's like, and how can you not pick someone named Tamba Haley?
Yeah, that's a sick name. However, I am going to go with the other Derek for my second linebacker. I'm going Derek Brooks.
I could have doubled up on Derek's, but I didn't.
Yeah, you could have gone Derek squared. You could have had that double Derek linebacking core. But
D squared.
But Derek Brooks, an absolute legend of the game. Real big. Again, he was a lifer with the Buccaneers is also a big thing.
I respect that
loyal.
A lot.
And having him and Sapp like they did to have that formal defense. I mean, no offense. I hate to bring this up. No offense to Brad Johnson and Warrick Dunn, but the defense was what won the 2003 big game for the Buccaneers. No, I'm on top of it now, but it's too late.
Must be nice.
The pod's going down. Anyway, Derek Brooks and Warren Sapp on my team is going to be an absolute nightmare for the opposing offenses. My turn to introduce. Do you want to go safeties or corners? I guess we'll go safeties and we'll end off with the corners.
Yeah, and then we'll do the corners.
safeties.
Are we picking one or two?
That's tough because there's two safeties.
Yeah. But are we, we're going to pick two corners. You got to have two corners for your two wide receivers. I think time-wise, I think we should do one safety.
I think one safety is fine. Ow. I love it. Eric Berry, Greg Wesley, John Lynch, and Jermaine Phillips. Now, I'm picking Greg Wesley. We were looking up players. We were having a tough time with the safety position. I'm not too familiar with the two Bucks candidates, John Lynch and Jermaine Phillips. But when we were looking for Chiefs players, we saw Greg Wesley and we were like, that's a white guy, right? Nope. Unfortunately.
No. I'm not laughing at him because he would probably kick my ass.
Yeah, he is not.
Kick my behind.
He did rank pretty well.
He did.
Even though he wasn't very known, but Greg Wesley is my safety.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go with the other Chief. I'm going Eric Berry because of more recent times. Sorry, I'm an uncultured swine. But I'm going Eric Berry. But just a beast, dude. Like, just a beast. Like, what can you say besides just, like, beast? And I feel like if you're describing someone in football, specifically on defense, and if you're calling them a beast, it kind of just speaks for itself.
Right.
Guy's a beast.
If we do want to throw in some words other than beast, he was, like, first team all pro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Was he a lifer too? I could be mistaken. I don't remember.
I think he also had his career kind of got cut short too.
I think so too. I think he was the one that he was like, what's the all-star thing that they call it? The other bowl. That's not so super.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Say that one, I guess.
Pro Bowl, sure. The not so amateur bowl, the opposite of amateur bowl. And like first team all-star, like, or pro. Whatever, pro, whatever. Like the same years for like 5 years straight.
Yeah, big time.
So like that's like big. That's big.
Yeah.
And some may even say, "Good."
Wow.
I think that was actually my second. I think I slipped one in the beginning. If I didn't, I certainly thought about it, and it's up here.
Henrik, let us know. All right.
I had to almost think about it. I was like, who the hell is he talking about? I thought he was going to say Jay, because Jay's our fact checker.
Corners. Yeah, no, but I know he's listening now.
He's got to be. Recovering, hopefully. With his amazing family. We miss you in New York, even though I'm
so I know where you're going with your first. You have to introduce the corners, but I already know where you're going.
You already know at least one.
Yeah.
But honestly, these are all good. These are all, neither of these are slouches here. Some may even say beasts. For Tampa Bay, we got Rodney Barber and Donnie Abraham. For Kansas City, we got Brandon Flowers and Marcus Peters. Yes, number one, a lifer for the Bucks, Rodney Barber, twin of Tiki for the Giants. That was me doing a stiff arm because I think Tiki did that a lot because he was a running
back. Yes.
Rodney Barber was a lifer for the Bucks and not like a short-term lifer. He played like 15 years. Okay, I think I might have
played in three different decades. He played in three different decades.
That's nuts. The 90s,
zeros, and the 10s.
Nuts.
All with the Bucks.
What was my number correct? Was it 15?
I think it was. I was going to say.
I thought maybe it's 14. Either way, a lot of years. Not only just a lot of years in football, but a lot of years with the same team. Mm-hmm. So naturally,
and to be so good too, also
consistent as well. Insane. Like looking at his stats, I think he was another one that was like pro other
bowl.
Yeah, I didn't know. Pro Bowl, all team, first team, pro guy,
team
in the middle.
Yes.
On the corners. like 5 years in a row, and then like maybe like a slouch year, and then another 6 years in a row. Okay, I made that part up. But like, he's freaking good and freaking consistent, all with the same team. And he's Tiki's twin.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Barber too.
How can you?
I'm you know, as Mike has said, I second everything that Mike said.
Who would say that?
Yeah, and I also remember they made children's books, the Barber twins that I had. So that's bonus points too.
Yeah, Tiki and Rodney, I believe, actually have their own talk show, I think.
Oh, nice.
I think. Don't quote me on it.
Nisto Bros, Barber Bros. We're gonna get a little.
I think we can do a little collab skate. You know, a little collab skate. You know, we can talk about the footballs, talk about other things because we're not that good at the footballs. Clearly, yeah, clearly.
What's your second?
Oh, I thought you were gonna go back to back since you second. You were doing the second.
Sure, thing. I'll go back to back.
Yeah, do a little back to back. I got the drink and me going back to back. Man, now I'm gonna get sued for song. The music.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Marcus Peters here. What happened? Mm-mm. He is an absolute dog out there. I know we use the word beast, but he's more of a dog, I'd say.
Ferocious. What kind of dog would he be?
Oh, geez. This is like a cliche, but like a pit bull.
I thought the same thing too.
Yeah,
but maybe a Rottweiler. Hey,
maybe. I was thinking he's not that big. Oh, Rottweilers are kind of big.
True. Yeah, they're kind of big. Stocky.
Yeah. So I'm going with Marcus Peters. He's now with the Ravens. Unfortunately, left the Chiefs, but he had a great stint there. He started off his career there, really broke out. Kind of similar to Jared Allen. Now Marcus Peters with the Ravens is still showing out, still doing great things. I remember watching a Ravens game, though. He didn't have any socks on. He literally did not have any socks on. That's why I say he's a dog. He's just an absolute competitor, doesn't even need socks, and a great cornerback for the Chiefs. Rondé Barber and Marcus Peters. I like that. So in my secondary with Greg Wesley.
No socks and cleats on?
Yeah.
How could you tell?
Or maybe they were no-shows? Maybe they were no-shows?
How could you tell they had no socks?
I could see his whole ankle bone.
This
it wasn't ankle socks. I could see it down to the foot.
That's crazy. Marcus, let us know, bro. Slide in the DMs. Let us know. What's the secret? Are you wearing socks or no, bro? Dolls. I was kind of thinking about picking him, but it's okay. I have a backup actually for this one. I'm going with my boy Donnie Abe Abraham. That's his full nickname. It's not actually Donnie Abraham with the Bucks. I'm taking both Bucks. Not only was he a Buck, but he also had the unfortunate privilege of being on the New York Football Jets. And growing up, I was a Jets fan. I said it. I still kind of am. As much as it hurts to admit, don't get me started on them for this year. If you've seen, I hope you guys have seen Big Daddy. It was a Nisto Bros Hall of Fame inductee, almost.
A candidate.
Candidate, that's the word. Big Daddy, when they're at the bar, and Adam Sandler is watching the Jets, and Dylan or Cole Sprouse, yeah, that's the kid. That's Frankenstein in Big Daddy. If you didn't know, now you know. The waitress comes over, which another fun fact is Adam Sandler's wife.
Huh? I did not know that.
That's his wife. Oh, wow. Look at that. That's his wife. She comes over and says, "Hey, cutie, who are you rooting for?" I get that all the time whenever I'm out watching football and stuff like that. That exact reaction. And I also, if I'm watching football, would probably say the same thing that he said. And he said, I don't know if this is probably also a curse, but I'm going to say it anyway. I've already said Super Bowl and I said it again and I've cussed. He says the goddamn Jets, because I'm not going to go into it, but he says that. So Donnie Abraham, goddamn Jets.
So there it is. Let's run down our teams.
I don't remember who my team is.
You'll remember as you go.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure of it.
Me go first.
I will. But before I do, let us know. Who your check team is. Out the visuals and let us know what your team would be, or if we made any huge omissions. I know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Visual learners saw what I did. I was pointing to my imaginary watch. I should get a watch tattoo. No, that would be effing stupid.
My team: Alex Smith, Jamal Charles, Dwayne Bowe, Vincent Jackson, Travis Kelce. That's my offense. I love it. Defense: Warren Sapp, Chris Jones, Derek Brooks, Tom Bahali, Greg Wesley, Marcus Peters, Rondé Barber. There it is. We're winning the big bowl.
Okay. For Team Nisto Eats, we got Patrick Mahomes, with his running back of Mike Allstat. We're just handing it off every time. But if, you know, we don't, they figure us out. We're throwing it to Tyreek Hill and Vincent Jackson. If they, for some reason, got the running game locked and our wide receivers, have no fear. We got Tony G to throw to. Pretty solid offense, I would say. Now, our D-line, you got Warren Sapp and Jared Allen. Good luck breathing with that line, okay? I guess I'll go back up. Linebackers, we got Derek Johnson. Oh, my God. I didn't get to mute myself. I wanted to emphasize the Derek Johnson period so bad, and I nearly died. Derek Johnson period and Tom Bahali as your linebackers. Safeties back there, we only picked one because of time. Eric Berry, because berries. And my corners, guarding those wide receivers, the Tampa Bay representatives, Rodney Barber and Donston Abe Abraham. And that was different from the nickname I gave him before.
There it is.
Donster.
And now on to
this part's bright.
Yeah, right. Hold on. Whoopsie.
Oop, hey, oop.
Right. Yeah, take me 1 sec.
Quick post of the week so I don't cry.
There it is.
It's a good one. It's emotional. I'm already crying. This was tweeted by Triple H last week, Sunday. Again, we've gone back to like the beginning of the week, if you will, for the post of the week. Trips gave Bianca Belair, who won the Women's Royal Rumble, and then gave the most beautiful speech and showed pure emotion. And I don't want to talk about it too much because I'm going to freaking cry, but she got probably the best recognition for any WWE superstar ever, like especially right now. She got the Trips finger point. The point for the visual, the audio learners. I was trying to be looking like
Trips. Yeah.
Big, but he did the point. If you know, you know. Anytime one of his NXT peeps does something real goodly, whether it's in NXT or when they get called up to the main roster, which very seldom happens, they take a pick and he does the finger point, pointing to him. And, it's really emotional, Bianca.
Yeah, Miller. No, it's absolutely a great moment. And I'll read the post real quick at Triple H. Just real quick, and then we'll move on because we are running a bit long for you guys out there in Malaysia. Proud, .. doesn't even begin to describe the feeling I had watching at Bianca Belair WWE. From the day she walked into the hashtag WWE PC, every hashtag NXT takeover, the hashtag Royal Rumble, and next hashtag WrestleMania, .. There's no limit to how bright her star can shine at WWE NXT.
Yeah.
And some, as Mike said, great photos. Very emotional.
There was a lot. I also was told that I didn't get to see it actually, but there was like the WWE on the network put out like a chronicle. It's kind of like a little mini documentary that they'll occasionally put out. They had one before the Rumble with Bianca Belair, and apparently that was also very, very emotional. That I won't get into, but just go watch it. I also myself need to watch it.
There it is. What a episode. This has been an absolute roller coaster. Hopefully we ended off on a good note here. I'm not even sure.
You don't know how you feel?
Want to go first?
How you feel? You know what? Since I'm still emotional, I could continue to talk about my emotions and my last relationship that unfortunately didn't work out.
That one.
Yeah, you remember that one, unfortunately. Yeah, so I found out some more on why she left me, dude. She left me for my obsession with horoscopes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that can be a little troublesome sometimes.
Yeah, it really tore us apart.
It really grew to be a cancer in the relationship, you know?
Oh, that was a good one, too. That one was free. That one was free, y'all. That was
off
free.
The dome.
That off was the dome. Good. That one was really good. That was nice off the cuff. Yeah. And that one's free. You just got a little BOGO action with it. Oh,
yeah,
that
was not my joke. That was not planned.
That was not planned. That was good. I like that one. If this one's a wash, you can say that one was your joke.
Okay, because I'm really not sure about this. So when is a cigar like a fish?
When it's in the water?
I guess that's when it's smoked. Can't tell if it's a pity laugh or not.
It is. I'm not laughing because it's good. I'm just laughing out. It's not bad. It's just, that's just so silly. It's silly.
It's very silly.
It's very silly. Because
very silly joke.
It's very silly. I like it, though. I wouldn't say it was a bust. I would not say it was a bust. Because even if it was a pity laugh, you still got me to laugh. You know? A laugh's a laugh.
A laugh's a laugh. Taking it to the bank. Cashing out.
To the bank. Cashing out. And you should cash your Monopoly money, because it came out today for the first time ever. And next week, Mount Rushmore board games leading to Hall of Fame board games come back next week and the week after, and even the week after that, especially you, Henrik Lundqvist.
Do it. We already did all our other shout outs. So thank you all for sticking around for the longer episode.
Yeah, sorry.
Leave a like. Do the comments and subscribes and the follows. Peace, love, sip.
What? Eat. Don't forget your wallet and listen.
Listen.